Okay, before I get before we get back into Shackle with Karya, just want to ask you a question that we have to try to figure out the answer to. I asked this question at the Shabbos table on Shabbos, and we couldn't come with a decent answer. The halacha is, if you stole from one of five people, and you don't know who you stole from, and no one's teveya, you don't know who you stole from. So what's the ikar hadin, if no one's teveya, that meniach ha-geneva b'neyem, or misalik? You just take the geneva, you put it down, you don't have to pay every person. Like you see, the Shemaim, you have to pay everybody. But otherwise, just pay one. What's the din if you stole from one of five people and they're all teveya you? What's the din then? You have to pay all five. We're passing through Rabbi Kiva. You have to pay all five. What is the difference between the two cases? Why, in both cases, I stole from one of five people, I don't know who. In one case, nobody's teveya me. In one case, they are teveya me. What's the difference if they are teveya me or they're not teveya me? I did the same thing. I stole from one of five people. Statistically, if they're teveya me or not teveya me, it doesn't change my odds of being chayiv to anybody. What changes if all five are teveya or all five are not teveya? What's the difference? What's the difference? They are teveya, they're not teveya. I stole from one of five. Either I have to pay all five, or I have to pay only one, whatever, however we're going to end up. But why? What's the difference if there's a teveya or not? What? Well, we never gone because they don't know. We never gone that they don't know. It's a yiyush, so Gazlan has to pay if they're miayish. Gazlan's healing don't change if they're miayish.
In the case where the
Teveya
you, we apply the rule of
Mitoch. In the case where the Teveya me, so we should say Mitoch. I'm not Maida Mixas. I'm not Maida, but Maida Mixas has to be, I say, only at least a penny. So, there's no Mitoch if there's no Shvua Daraisa. Mitoch is only if there's a Shvua Daraisa. And here, there's no Maida B'miktsas, because I'm not Maida, I owe you anything. I'm not Maida, I owe you a thing. I know stuff from one of five people. I'm not Maida, I owe you something. When the Teveya me, one of them is lying. Bad news. That's bad news. So when they're Teveya me b'sheker, I have to pay all five. And when they're not Teveya me, I don't have to pay all five. Right? It comes out backwards. When they're Teveya me, I have to pay all five. And when they're not Teveya me, I don't have to pay all five. When they're Teveya me, maybe that's the Chilk one. How? So let's figure out that mahal. First of all, if you're going to ask this kasha at a Shabbos table, right away people are going to say, well, bari b'shema. If they're teveyu, they're a bari. So the top Tosis says, Tosis goes on Machanisha, says, this is not shayach to the Indian of bari b'shema. Or shayach I plukta l'plukta v'yechem v'refona, which is bari b'shema bari yadiv. Filler Reb Tarfin, Dabbing Zem Nehamashim, the idea of a value shall I go to the Kulam? Filler Reb Kiva, Pastor Reb Kiva, Dami Yishalim Lachal Echad, we're talking about Reb Kiva, Hainu Mishim Shi, the idea of a value shall Chayv Le Echad Beyam. So you know for sure you owe somebody. But the problem is, it doesn't answer our question. If you know for sure you owe somebody, when there's their old baris, they're all shamas. You don't have to. So it must be, the only mahalach that I could come up with is along the lines of what Yossi's saying, but it's hard to figure out how it follows through. Maybe if five people are teveya me, then I tevei ami. I say I owe one of five. So it's one din Torah. It's one din Torah over one, whatever it is, one mana. So I can't be chayav more than one mana. So I put the mana down and they fight over it. If five people are tevei ami, so it's five dinei Torah. Explain. So since it's five dinei Torah, therefore, yes, explain. So it's five dinei Torah. So therefore, but why am I chayiv to each one? Each one I should be potter. Why? He can't prove it. He's saying I owe him money. I say I don't know. I don't have to pay because of that. So why is he chayiv? Because Mikratin is chayiv. It's not how he does Baltin. If somebody says you owe me money, and I say I owe one of you, I don't know if I owe you, that's not how he does Baltin. I might owe you. It's one in five chance. Somewhere in between, it's any day. I don't know what it's any day. Maybe it's because of Pasha, like the Gemara says. Maybe by Ganiv, David Isura, Katsukatsura Bana. So maybe the Vard is that what? Of Katsura Bana. So if it's one din Torah to five people, there is no plan. Even though Gemara at that point held there is, but Lamai said there's nothing, there's no Tevei. So the question comes back, why is there a Knas when there are five Tevim? And there's no Knas when there's one Tevei. When there's no Tevei, right? So it's separate, so we just have to work out why. So it's separate Krichis, so it's Havala Lamedic then. So if it's Havalei Lamedic, so then if they're not Tevei, it should also be Havalei Lamedic. If I say I stole from one of five people, I don't know who. So if I have Havalei Lamedic, I should have been Medayik, because I stole from them.
Then
not Tevei, yeah? So there's no time on me Havalei Lamedic. If it's one case, I could just put the money down. It's five cases. Each of the Tevim swear separately, yeah. So since he's swearing, what? Not the Shua. Shua itself usually is not Machayev, but once it's the Knas, so maybe the Knas is only with the Shua Sanaitlin. Maybe the Knas is only with Shua Sanaitlin, which is hard to swear to see what the Shua's Ma'il Ma'irid. If five people swear, five people are Shema, the odds are the same what I owe everybody. Is it? Does it have to wait for the Amid Beis? We'll have to wait up for the Amid Beis. I think so. Obviously, I don't think it's the last cash. We'll wait. Maybe it is. So that's the first what's the difference question that we have to be Masader. By Shnei Yosef and Shimon's, if I have a shtar and I owe Yosef and Shimon, somebody has a shtar that I owe Yosef and Shimon, I could tell each Yosef and Shimon when he comes to me, I could push him away. So, Hachi Kamatzele, Zachi Kamatzele. I don't have to pay anybody. There I owe one of five, I don't pay anybody. Here I owe one of five, and I pay everybody. We're going to have to be able to figure out why here it's different. Obviously, it's going to be different either because of Havalei Lameidik or because of Kansul. It's going to have to be one or the other, L'chayim. Alright, let's learn the Gemara's third Kasha in Teretz and then try to figure out the whole Mahalacha Gemara. So again, let's just Techazah the first two Kashas in Teretz. The first Kasha was why Misfekim Afkinim Amayim. So the Gemara said, Kansu Rabbanan, because he was over in Aveir. The second kasha is Pekadin HaPekadin. And the Gemara answered, Havalei Lamedic. Then if it's Krach Echad, why Havalei Lamedic? If it's Shnei Krichais, then Havalei Lamedic. Third kasha, we have two Gezel HaGezel. Rami Gezel HaGezel, the third white line. So Reb Tarfin holds that Minyachu Mistalek. So how come we're saying that by Gezel you pay each of them? Because the Gemara didn't know yet the idea of Lotzi Sidei Shemayim. So first the Gemara sidetracks. So Mamay the Mistis Nach Reb Tarfin. Itzani Allah Yimayd Reb Tarfin by Mishnayim Gezalti Lechem Mikemana. Minyachu Mikemana. Shnes Lezemana Lezemana. Hasem the Ketavile. That's how we know it's Reb Tarfin. Shnes Lezemana Lezemana. So Tshre. And the Gemara, third Teretz, Hasan the Katavalei Hachabal Tzidei Shemayim. That the difference is, if it's Bal Lati Tzidei Shemayim, which is the way we're talking all along, they can have the Tani Shai, the Befiyat Veshvamina. So what is the Gemara now saying? So we had one Teretz that it depends if it's, if we count him for being a Gazlan. Second thing, it depends on Krach Echot Shekriches and Havalei Lemedek. The third Teretz, of Lotzi Sidei Shemayim. And so Taisvis, the same thing we said by the second Teretz, that you could declare if the second Teretz means to shove aside the first Teretz or not. The third Teretz also, you could declare. Are we sticking with the two previous Teretzim? So Taisvis, the Ibrahim Aslal Hassam says, even though L'chayrin Nira Dahash Loitzarat L'shnu Yikama, the Taisvis says that we blibe with the Shnu Yikama, that the Teretz of base Kricha Shtei Kricha Achas remains. We have now a third Gedar. So we have three possible Gedarim. The Gedar of Lotzi Sidei Shemayim and Lotzi Sidei Adam is Zichel Ladina. Krach Echa Beis Krichas and Havalei Lamedek is certainly Ladina. And the first thing of Isura is the one that we're not clear about. Now, what I'd like to do is try to figure out how we're ending up, at least at this point. But before that, there's one more the Kuda of Bior that we have to declare. The Gemara said Havalei Lamedik by Pekad. If it's Shtei Kriches, Havalei Lamedik by Pekad. In Svara, does Havalei Lamedik apply to Gezela as well? By Gezela, if you stole from someone, is there a Taina Havalei Lamedik that you should know who you stole from? So what do you say? Svara, you steal from somebody? Huh? Yeah, no Havalei Lamedik, you don't know who you stole from. No? Why not? If you steal from somebody, you don't have to keep track who you steal from. Huh? The Rajma says no. Why? Why lay Havalei Lamedik? So the Rajma says no, and the Pupula Charifta says no. For two different reasons, they're like opposite reasons. The Rajva says, no, you steal from someone, you have to be medic. Why? Because he's going to come running after you the next day. You have to keep track. A Pekadin, you can hold for a year, he'll forget. Gezela, he comes after you pretty quickly, so he'll come after you. What? If I'm a Gazlan, I don't really care because I don't plan to pay back. Yeah, but if I'm responsible for it, then I still have to pay for not keeping track. It's funny, we're telling a Gazlan, keep track, so when you pay back, yeah, you'll know who to pay. It's not a funny thing, but the question is that something I can be tebeya him? So the Raj is saying, I can't be tebeya a Gazlan, because the Gazlan thinks, look, the Nigzolim are going to come after me anyway. I'm going to have trouble finding out who to pay. They'll come after me. The Papulei Charifta, under the Rush, in the Ois Beis, says just the opposite. He says that by Gezela. He says by Gezel, the Nigzal figures the Gazlin is a Gavra Alima, he's a strong person. I'll never be able to go after him anyway. And since I'll never be able to go after him anyway, the Nigzal doesn't keep track of who stole from him. And Mamela, the Gazlin keeps it, is supposed to keep track. There's a fee on him for not keeping track. The case he's going on, we'll get to in a minute. But he's just sort of the opposite. Huh? You don't have to keep track. You do have to keep track. I'm sorry. He's saying the Mafkiz doesn't keep track. The Nigzal doesn't keep track. So the guy's not supposed to keep track. Weird, the Papalichrita says, we'll see in a minute. But he like takes an opposite attitude. That the Rajva's attitude is the Nigzal comes running after you. So you don't have to keep track because the Nigzal will come after you. He takes the attitude that the Nigzal will never come after you. The Gazlan usually doesn't expect. What? So therefore, Havelel made it. Therefore, he should be. It's, by the way, the Pupul Charifta, which this Pupul Charifta is brought in the Shach and the Ktsais, which I'll speak out soon, there it's called the Madani Melech. The Pupul Charifta was originally called Madani Melech. And because of some political reasons with the king, I don't know the whole story exactly, there are different versions, but they changed the name because the king got upset at him, and I don't know why he thought Madani Melech has something to do with the king, and they had to change the name to Pupul Charifta. So the story part, I don't know, you have to ask somebody who knows the stories, but the bottom line, Madani Melech and Pupul Charifta are the same thing. When the Shach quotes Madani Melech, it's what we have called Pupul Charifta, the same thing.
Anyway.
Why does it matter?
Why should
it
make a fully
Who cares if it's Havelei or Lo Havelei? Okay, we're going to see in a minute the case that they argue on. Just before we get to anything, I say, I didn't. Devin Ozel, time is that he doesn't understand. And Svara, how could you say a Gazlan is not responsible to know who he stole from? It's true, a Gazlan's not the type of person that really cares who he stole from, but Lamaisa, he should be responsible. A Gazlan should be responsible for the consequences. If he steals, he doesn't know who he stole from. And Svara, it's hard to see why by a Gazlan we should say such an idea that Loi Havelei Lamedik. As a matter of fact, he compares it to a Gemara. The Gemara says that if I give someone to watch a keli, and I tell him it's a silver keli, and really it's a gold keli, and the shomer loses the chafetz, he only has to pay me for silver and not for gold, because he could say the tirusa the kaspa kabbalah salai, as a makabla myself to watch silver. The Teresa, the Davo, like Kabbalah, like Habilas, I wasn't Makabal to watch gold. But the Gemara says that if I have a Keli, I tell everyone it's silver, it's really gold. And someone comes and he's Mazik it, he has to pay me for gold. He doesn't have an excuse, oh, I thought it was only silver, I thought I'm paying you less. Because I could tell him, what do you mean? You have no business being Mazik it. What's the difference if I tell you it's silver, or even if I tell you it's metal, and it's really gold? You have no business doing it, so you have to pay for whatever it really is. See, he just means it, but they're a dimyan, the same thing. A shomer, you could clear, have a leila medik, why have a leila medik? But a gazlan? Well, he has an excuse that, why have a leila medik? I thought you'll keep track. But a gazlan, it's so hard to understand. As far as it's difficult for me to understand why a gazlan, we should say, why have a leila medik? I would think a gazlan is responsible. You want to steal. So you want to go into the guy can have a business, you're responsible for whatever happens. Gazlan shouldn't have to keep track. He shouldn't be responsible for the consequences. Bechlal, I don't understand it. But Lamaisa, it appears to be a machlaikis. As I mentioned last week, it seems to me to be a machlaikis the Ramban and the Rajba. The Rajba says, the Ramban says, klar, that loy have a loy lemedik, the idea of loy have a lemedik applies to Gazlanim. And the Rajba says, more klar, that loy have a loy lemedik does not apply to Gazlanim. So it appears to be a machlaikis the Ramban and the Rajba, and how to learn the second Teretz of the Gemara. But however we end up, that's sort of our second question of the day. Gazlan, whether you say have a loy lemedik. Now, what I would like to do now is to try to figure out the Maskonas HaGemara and where we have an issue. We're going to have a total of at least four cases of in Shulchan Aruch that we're going to have to compare to come out with a klarkeit at the end. And Shimon Shin Samachay is the dinam of stealing from one of five people. You don't know who you stole from. In Simon Shin is the din of a pekadin, which is also our Gemara. You don't know from whom. In Simon Ayin Vav are the dinim of borrowing. You borrowed from one of five people, you don't know from whom. And in Simon Reish Chav Beis, there's the halachis of Mekach u'Memkar. You took money from one of five people to buy something, you don't remember which one. Theoretically, all five should have one straight mahalach. Sayin lo tisitei shemayim, sayin not lo tisitei shemayim. And there should be some rules that fit across the board. It's hard to try to figure it out like all the Rishayim. What I'd like to try is figure it out according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Shittas that we passed in like. And to try to come away with some sort of a klarakite as best as we could. So when I was learning this, I made myself a chart. It's a down chart, so I have to switch it to an across chart. So let's hope I can do it without getting confused. There should be a breeze, right? What's it did if you steal from one of five people? You know who you stole from. So if the Tever is a Shema, what's it then? You are. It's a breeze, no? Tever is a Shema. Huh? It's okay, I think, right? So you pay one. So we need a neighbor. You pay one, Mustalik, and Lotisidei Shemayim, you have to pay everybody. Good? That's what we said. You stole from one of five, and they're all bari, they're all positive, so that's really easy. That Yechai is to give each one. Okay, here, if it's a man's bari, you have to pay each one. Why? Why do you have to pay each one? Which reason would you put? Huh? Why? Because of a kiva. So why do you have to pay each one? It's a town. Why do you have to pay five people? Why should you have to pay five people? Well, I only stole one. Why do I pay five? So the Rambam's lashon is because I was a pesheya. That's the lashon of Rambam. Lashon Rambam is because there was a Pesheya. So it sounds like he's saying they're consumed. I mean, he says it. He says, Nikarim, you only have to pay one. But if you're a Pesheya, so consumed. We could clear if there's a second reason of Havalei L'medik. Which we could clear by Geneva if there's a second reason of Havalei L'medik. Which we're going to have to Maybe we'll see. Maybe we won't see. We'll see. Of course, by Shea Kinsim. Now, by Pekadin, what's the din? By Pekadin. So, what does the Gemara say? By Pekadin, if you took a Pekadin from one of five, you don't remember who. So, Tevei Bari, the case of Mona Shlishi. So, what's the din? It depends if it's Krak Echad or Shtei Krisis, right? Pekadin. What's the din? If they gave it to me, the Krak Echad, so I'm Pater. Right? That's the case of Mona Shlishi. That I give them a mana each, and the third mana I put away. If it's based kriches, then I'm chayiv to have a leil of eight. But here the reason is not because of Pesheya, I think the word is lashon is because of have a leil of eight. Is have a leil the same thing as pshia? And the Gemara says that there's two Torahs that was lost by Gemara. Shia or Gzela. Isura. Hail David Isura. So it's two different things. When I say Shia, I mean Hail David Isura, Katsura. The idea of Koch Kedas. That's. It's Isura. It's more than Shia. So it's a bad word. It's Isura. Okay. So I'll leave it Katsura. Okay, how about Misura Katsura? You're right, Pshia is a bit. Shaila is, what about Pekadin when they're all Hashemas? Do we have that in the Gemara? The Pekadin when they're all Hashemas? Huh? Do we have the case? What's the first case in the Mishnah? Huh? What? When they're all Hashemas. So, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, says when they're all Hashema, well, like in Eva, they're all Hashema, you potter. Cut, you can't be more chayiv. So it's the same thing in Yechak and Eva, they're able to stop it. It can't be that you're chayiv more than one, but the cut. So in Yechak and Eva, not in Eva, but in the cut. Well, actually, it can't be in Yechak and Eva, the way Reb Chaim said, right? You just have to hold on to it. Right? You just hold on. Cut, you can't do Hashava to such a Matzias. Is what? Is it Yechlaikum? Shachlar says Yechlaikum. Ramam says Yechlaikum. Okay? Whatever the Kasha is on. Such thing. In Lotte see they Shemayim by the Kaddu. What's it doing with this picture? What?
Why can't
it
be Muhammad
and
David? Like,
I mean, maybe this could be Muhammad.
Right.
Okay. So the Shach and the Ktzais spring from the Rosh that by Pekadin there's no Havalei Lamedic because it's Havalei for the Noisin to be Medayik. The Noisin should have been Medayik. So when the Noisin was Medayik, just each one is tiny. Here, the Noisin were not Medayik. So there's no Havalei Lamedic. That's what the Shach and the Ktzais bring. So they say that over here, Lotesi de Shemayim, you're also potter. Because there's no taina on you, you should have been medayik. Because of the fact that, they were medayik. You can't tell me I should pay, I was medayik. The mafkid wasn't medayik. If you are medayik, I don't have to be medayik. Except in the case of, in case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said in the ratio of the Mishnah, Amul Shem Zat Yechmikem, Oi, Ovi Shalachmikem in Yechim, of a Kadin. So if it's Mace Hamafkid, then that's an exception. If it's Mace Mafkid, so then Yechayim Lotte Sidei Shemayim, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. Yechayim Lotte Sidei Shemayim, because have a little name. Yeah. Okay? That's the case of the Mishnah. So this is sort of an exception if the Mafka dies. That's the case in the Mishnah. Good? I always have to be Medayik. If somebody gives it to me, the base Kriches, I always have to be Medayik. But you can be today, I mean, because I forgot. If you yourself forgot. That's the kiddush of the rush that the shach brings and the excites. That you can't tell me I have to pay because I forgot. If you yourself forgot in the sefer where the maskit says I didn't forget, so then there's a tefiyah there's a tefiyah. But in the reisha, where they're both shema, the case where they're both shema, there's a tefiyah on it. So what? We're assuming a mafkid will remember. Yeah, the mafkid would have remembered. So is it tefiyah? How do I remember that you should have? Usually a mafkid remembers. It's something to watch.
Okay.
Of watching, he has an equal chiyuv to the mafkid, not more than the mafkid. So the mafkid doesn't remember. The nifka doesn't have to remember.
I guess someone watch something. Remember what I gave them to watch.
Who has a bigger achrayus to remember? The one who gives or the one who receives?
The one who receives is a shame.
But if the one who receives says, look, you know, I have somebody gives me money to hold. I said, listen, I'm not going to remember how much money it is. You'll tell me and I'll give it to you.
Well,
I have to remember how much it is. You'll tell me, I'll give it to you.
Say whatever you want, I'm paying.
You can say whatever you want, I trust him. But if he comes back as a shama, I don't have to pay him.
So what's the guy getting the money? You kind of know that he's not going to remember himself.
If he's willing to pay anybody who's to pay him, he doesn't have to remember. You have to remember every small amount that you take. You have to remember if you're willing to pay anybody's a teveya. You don't have to remember. The truth is, even if you do have to remember, but how could the mafkid be teveya you if he himself didn't remember? Teveya you for not remembering. Right, the shach and the ktsais have an argument in the case of geneva by the teveya being the shema. In this case, shach and ktsais argue here. We said that only chayav matisi de shemayim to pay each one. So they argue, the shach comes along, he brings this madani melech or pulpul harifta, a beis, and based on his understanding, the shach and tzais argue how to understand the words of a pulpul harifta. Based on the shach's understanding, the shach makes says a chilek that there's a difference if. You stole in front of the nigzah or behind it, or shalai b'fanav. In other words, the shach says a chiddush. The shach says, what are we talking about here? We're talking here about the chiyuv latzei sidei shemayim by geneva. We're saying l'chayra havalei, everything should depend on havalei l'meidik. Over here, what's the difference in these two cases? The rush said that here there's no time to have a leila meidik because the mafkid should have remembered. And here, there is a time you should remember because the mafkid also remembered. So he says, the shach and tzais argue, in the case of the neighbor, in the case, the shach is a talmud. Between the case of ganav shaloi b'fanav, or ganav b'fanav. Now, even though I think the lashon here is the fun of shloim b'fanav, he means he's mechalik in a case where the nignav should know. Zok the shach, when it's ganav b'fanav, then it's taka true what we said till now. Ganav b'fanav, mechayiv yom mechayiv one. Then we say minyach hakadosh. What we said over here. Why? Because lo have a leila meidik of the shach. Why lo have a leila meidik? Because at the same time that we're saying here, just like I should have remembered, you should remember. The ganav could tell the nignav, I didn't remember, you don't remember. But you lay the father, you're not being. That's not happening. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm doing a second one. They're arguing about this kind of what is today's shemayim.
Make a chiluk for part of his life upon him, the din of what is he day shemayim. He says, when are you chayim by gnei, but what is he day shemayim? Only in a case where have a lot of levik. Then you chayim, what is he day shemayim? Which means, I know you guys don't have a racism. If you chayim, what is he day shemayim, the shach says, it's only in a case where you have a lot of levik. That's why you chayim, what is he day shemayim. But God of the father of the Shach says you put through even what they today should be. Because why have a label name? This is the Shach's Kiddush. What is today should be? So the Shach is a kula for the guys. The Shach says that this din that Yechayiv Vatei Sidei Shemayim is only by God of Shalai B'Fayiv. Only when you steal Shalai B'Fayiv. When Sha'en came, when he's gone of B'Fayiv, even Vatei Sidei Shemayim B'Fayiv. Why? Because of this Rosh is Chiddush. The Rosh said a Chiddush that the Nifgad could tell, the Shomer could say, I forgot, you forgot. I'm not any more Chayiv than you are. That's the chiddush of the Rosh, that a person could say, I should remember. You should remember. Zaktishak, the same thing by Gneva. He could say, I should remember, you should remember. The Gazel could say, I don't want to pay you, but even what he says, Shemayim is not Chayim. Because he has a time on the Nigzal, that the Nigzal should remember. That's what the Shach says. What? So paying once, he has to pay, and Yechak Gneva Mistalek, as always. But the din that Yechayim, what he says, Shemayim, the Shach says is only in a case of Havalei L'Medek. The Tzais brings this down. That the Chiyuv Vatei Sidei Shemayim is only in a case of Havalei L'Medek. And the Tzais disagrees. The Tzais says, this is the Shach, because Havalei L'Medek. The Tzais says, no. You know why you have to pay Vatei Sidei Shemayim? Because Isuruhu. Because you are Eber and Avera. Dekatav is supposed to be Surah. So he says there's no difference. It's always be Surah. And you always have what is in Eshemayim. It doesn't matter which of these two cases. Right? Whichever case, so it's all Tekayim, either way. So the Tzais and Shach are arguing. I hope I made it clearer with the board. Tzais and Shach are arguing the following situation. They're arguing in a case where a ganav is chayiv latzis yishamayim, which is our Mishnah. The din that a ganav is chayiv latzis yishamayim, why is he chayiv latzis yishamayim? The Shach dems on the reason of Havalei L'Medek. That it all depends on Havalei L'Medek. And Memela, the ganav could have a taima to the nignav. If you didn't remember, I'm not chayiv for not remembering. Just like paper cotton, the shem is a tithe to the mafkin. The Tzai says, no, it has nothing to do with Havalei L'Medek. The Chiyuv Vatei Sidei Shemayim has zero to do with Havalei L'Medek. It has to do with the fact that you're an Eiver and Isser, so therefore you're chayv. This is the machlokes, the Tzai and the Shach. Now, I'm bringing it in anyway, but this is very similar to what I discussed with you regarding the Ramban and the Rashba. The Shach names on that by a ganiv, there are situations where he has a good excuse for not remembering. Ganiv could say, I have a good excuse, I don't remember. I don't understand that. I would understand if you're a ganiv, you're responsible. What kind of excuse may have a lawyer made? The ganiv has to pay. But this, Chluki Deus, whether a ganiv, there's a tvi of Havalei L'Medek, which seems to be a difference of opinion between the Rashba and the Ramban. The Rashba says the ganav could have an excuse, I wasn't medayik. That nekuda seems to be the nekuda samachlaikis between the Shach and the Ktzais. The Shach says, no. The Shach says that if a ganav doesn't have to be more medayik than the nignav. If he has a title, the nignav was a medayik. So he also doesn't have to be medayik. So he's not chayiv latzis yidei shemayim. Tzai says, ganav doesn't have excuse. Ganavim don't have excuses of havalei l'medek.
A ganav is always chayv lemeidik. He's over in Isser, and he's chayv no matter what. So, seems to be that machlokes, the Ramban and the Rajbu, which is mostly a machlokes just in Svara, has an application, Ladina, in this case. Yeah. No, there's another din that a ganiv, you mean that's Tekoras HaShavim. There is a halach in Tekoras HaShavim that a ganiv that comes to do tshuva, it says that Iker Parnassos, it was Gneva, from Gneva, that we, what? But I don't think that has anything to do with the Mechlekes says in the Shach. It says where? Where are you reading from? Tell me. What? Who are you reading from? So that's true, but that does not necessarily have anything to do with this. No, when a person comes to do tshuva, so we're going to make him pay everyone who won't do tshuva, there's takanas hashavim to pate him. You mean you want to say that's... Oh, you mean that's the svara of a ganiv, why by a ganiv does one have a leila meidik? Not because mikra didn't have a leila meidik, but because al takonis hashavim, we're not going to make him pay everyone. You want to say that that's the reason? See, the case with that shema is always the case of tshuva, right? If everyone else is a shema, it's always the case that he comes on his own. There's a shtim with the lashon harash. The lashon harash, there's no raya, because the rush leaves it out. It's only a papul charifta that sticks in. So it's good. No, so it's good. I want. There's no steer, but it's fine. Sure. You're saying a svara. It's something I would like. This is all in the shach and ktsais and simshin samachay. It's ktsais beis. It brings the shach, whatever ice the shach was. Okay. We're left with two things which are not directly asodia, but nevertheless. Indirectly have a connection to Asodia, to the Cheshbonis of Asodia. And that is the two other cases that I mentioned. If you borrow from one of five people, you don't know from who. And if you Mekachumemkar, which is Simeresh Chavdeis. So what I'd like to do is finish off the chart. We have to find a way to make the chart simpler. It's a little too complicated. So maybe by tomorrow I'll have a way to make it more simple. But to try to do it in a more simple way, what we need to do, and we're going to go weiter, because we have to go weiter, is just to come away with a clear rule. Mm-hmm. What is the rule in a case where you owe one of many people you don't know who? We had other cases. I happened to see that Rav Scheinberg in his shiurim, Issachar on the Sol Sugya from Chem v'Ni'al Pinkasai. And he doesn't ask kasha, compares it to chemini al pinkasa. What's chemini al pinkasa? Isn't it similar? What? The I pay twice. There I owe either the chemini or the worker. And they're both coming with a bari. And there I pay both of them. You see, there, the way I understood there is no shaykhis, because there I know I'm the schaif to both, to him. There's a reason for a schaif, same damn parati there. Scheinberg, I noticed that one of his shiurim, which I happened to bump into, he goes with the mahalach that we mentioned earlier, that there's differences. It's one din taira or numerous din taira. What? Yeah. I know I'm only chayav once. Is it the same thing? Let's say I took a pakadin from two people, and I don't know which one I gave it back to. That's much more chomor. That's any of the amparati. The amchayav mikra did. By the chembini, I know the worker I owe. The chembini, I really don't know, but he's never not pikasa. So I'm not sure. But anyway, what? Okay. Tomorrow, my goal, I hope, I mean, tonight's the sixth mm-hmm. is for my son, so I hope it's over early enough, for me to figure out a way of being the start of this with a little bit of a clarkite, because obviously it became, there are too many differences, it's too complicated. So the job for tomorrow is to figure out two more dinim. I think, and I may be wrong, we're going to get two more columns. One is halva. I think, and I'd like you to work on it and see if this is correct. I think the dinim of halva, I'm not sure who, if you sit in an involved, I think it's pretty much, these two are going to be pretty much the same. Is there any reason to mechalik people come to halva? What's the reason I borrow from someone, but Gabi have a little medic? Or I take a cotton from someone? Do you think of a difference between the reason you're coming? Huh? I don't remember who I borrowed from. You want to do a human type or do a beer type? It's a chilek, okay. It makes a chilek. What? Havar should be a bigger chiyur. A bigger chiyur. Okay. The way you could phrase it, we'll see. I want to mention to you Ktsais. Ktsais says that by Ktsainos, there's no din in Hashav. Ktsais is finished. Well, you give me a pakad, and I have no chiyuv to give it back. I have a chiyuv to watch it. The obligation of hashava, I'm not obligated to give it back. You come and get it. All my chiyuv is only shmirah. I want to end my shmirah, I have to give it back. That's different than hava. Hava is a chiyuv hashava. So I have to see. The first size of Reish Chav Beis talks about this silik. So that's hava, and the last thing is that the Chavankar, she also talks about, that's Reish Chav Beis. And the Chavankar, and hopefully, and you can't go past the silly, there's so much time on it without coming with some type of a clear rule. I don't think we're going to end up with a clear rule like all the shitas, but to get a clear rule according to the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that's a goal for tomorrow. It's a big goal, and I could use some help. If anybody can help me with it, it would be very much appreciated. Okay? So we try to get a clear rule tomorrow. Again, what's the shaila? When somebody is teveya you, and when no one is teveya you, when you're not sure who you owe money to, for any one of the four reasons, we have to walk away with a klal to know when you pay and when you don't pay. And at that, without a chart, I wasn't able to do anything. But with the chart, to go one way, the other way, I couldn't. Hopefully by tomorrow, we'll have some